MC Branquinho, diretamente do Brasil.
Essa you know.
São Paulo.
Yeah, uprising. Uprising, uprising, real. It's going down. Let's do this. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Jason and OC podcast. We have a special appearance from a far distant land. My man OC, we are on Zoom now because you are traveling. Can you reveal your location or is it top secret?
I am in an alternate reality. That's where I'm at. It's the alternate reality called the United States of America. This isn't
Stop it. Stop.
J-Bell, this isn't a real place.
It isn't. Hey, you're in the battleground too, in where you are right now.
Jason, Jay, this is not a real place.
I can't with you. I can't. I'm sweating already, and I'm in my house sweating, man. You know,
Jason,
I should have turned on the heat.
Listen, I've told this story since I came here, since I got here, because okay. it was the first thing that I saw when I landed. And as I'm watching, I say to myself, this isn't a real place. We're in an alternate reality.
What did you see? What was the first thing, man? Bring me in.
So this is exactly how this happened. Okay.
Okay.
I know I come up with the craziest things, but this is exactly how this happened.
Okay.
So I land, I turn the TV on because, you know, I'm trying to watch SportsCenter. You know, it's a difference. And so they have, because I'm in Atlanta, they have regional commercials, right? So I'm in Georgia, so they have regional commercials. So,
I'm not ready for this.
You're not ready. So the commercial comes on. There's a woman, and she's sitting next to a man who is running for political office. Because if I tell you who it is, you're going to know right away.
Would it happen to be a runoff that is about to happen? Okay. Yes. Oh my gosh.
I can't make this up. So she's sitting next to the guy. And she's like, I trained my whole life to be a world-class athlete. And for the past 6 years, I had been winning all my events comfortably. And then last year, a biological man decided to race against me. And he won. I lost my race.
What? This actually happened.
And then the guy who's running, he's like, under my Senate, a biological man will not be able to race against women.
This was a commercial.
A commercial. A political commercial, Jay. This is the first thing I saw when I got here. And I'm like, what is going on?
What happened?
What is going on here? How is this? How are you running a campaign based on this? How?
Oh my gosh. Oh. It's what is happening there? I want you to keep getting intel. It's so unique and important because this is a test trial of what might occur politically in the next presidential election.
Yes.
What is happening there? What they are doing as far as making it difficult to vote. I mean, they have put absentee ballots, right? Inside buildings, and the building shut down at 5. Like
what?
Like we're gonna put in a building, open it from 9 to 5, and shut it down. But the reason is, if you work a 9 to 5, you have somewhere to drop off your ballot.
Yep.
I mean, the way they've made it so difficult for you to do your patriotic duty is unreal.
Listen to me. Listen. Imagine that being the first commercial you see when you turn the television on. The first commercial you see, you have just come in from Europe, and the first thing you see is a political ad, and it is that one, bro.
Yeah, like, where am I? Even... Where's the joke? When a dude gonna jump out of the box?
Dead serious. And yes, and I'm blah blah blah, and I approve this message. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
How this are you? Don't even make no sense.
How is this your political campaign? How?
Oh my gosh, OC. I mean, you're in the belly of the beast. Is this what happens when people go to America for the first time and they get a dose of it, or when they visit and they're just like, whoa, what is cracking out here politically?
Things have gotten like out of hand.
Yeah.
They've gotten out of hand. And for me, you know, coming from where I came from and, you know, the thoughts and the love that you have for America, to see what's going on is crazy, bro. Crazy.
Crazy. That's the power of removing yourself from your bubble, whatever that bubble is, whatever situation you're in. It happens when you change one team to another. That's the thing you talk about when you went from New York to Atlanta, how your mentality had shifted, right? You've talked about that because of the circumstances. And I think there's a lot of power with being able to move around and reintroduce yourself to new concepts and new ways of thinking and just a new atmosphere. And you're going back into the belly of the beast, like you said, but you are in shock.
I got to get out of here, bro. This is too much. I gotta get out of here, man.
How do people, are they just people you know and you talk to and friends and everybody out there? Is it just regular? Is it just business as usual?
They're just like, listen, this is how it is here now. This is how it is.
Wow.
But yeah.
Wow.
This is how it is.
I wonder what's gonna happen with
not
the front
even surprising.
Office. Yeah, we're gonna have to talk about that when the outcome allows us to, and you know, hopefully it works out the way we probably both want it to. That being said, how you feeling, man? How you feeling physically?
I played a little football, hurt myself, hurt my knee.
Oh, I'm not laughing, but I'm like,
all that football that I played in England, and then I come out here and boom, just one quick game, injured knee.
Do you see the difference with the skill set when you play your game out in America?
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah, those boys in England play ball. They play ball out there.
Is that why you got hurt? You was playing with the amateurs in the States?
I was playing in the amateur league, man. Amateur league out here. But you know what, though, Jay? You know what else? I played in Germany, you know? Mm-hmm. I played in Germany, and I got to be honest, it was a lot better in England also than in Germany, which is surprising. Yeah.
Really?
That surprised me.
And you had the credibility because you actually are playing games everywhere you go. You get that five-a-side in.
Yeah. Yeah. England has been by far the best.
How'd you find the game in the U.S.? Is it the same app you use?
No, it's a different app. It's a completely different app. Celebrate is the one in the U.S. They also have games in Barcelona. So when we go to Barcelona, we can go to Barcelona at any point because I know that's how I plan where I go.
That's all you care about.
Places.
To play football.
Yeah.
And or workout.
That's it.
Oh man, that's crazy. Hey man, were you able to watch any, how much did you get to the games, man? I know it's been crazy.
All of them, bro. I had a great, great Sunday digesting what happened. And bro, I mean, the one that I think shocked me. Well, not shocked me, because I think we both called this game. Then we both said the Cowboys beat the Vikings. We both said that.
We both said they were going to win, but
yeah.
not the way they won.
Not like that. No. Not like that. Not like that. That was when you think about the way the Cowboys had lost to Green Bay, right? When you think about that, like, because of all those yards, because of the Russian attack and all that stuff, and the things that were being said, right? Mm-hmm. We've been in locker rooms, so we knew, we're like, okay, there's going to be a reaction here, right? there's going to be some sort of reaction here. So we had a very good idea that they would win, but I mean, golly, they 40-3 every single phase. It was ridiculous.
No. And I wanted to ask you this because you know better than anybody because of your experience and playing in the playoffs and winning Super Bowls. I always say November, December, right? That's who you are. You can no longer hide. You have shown your patterns, your identity. You know, you cannot escape from that. Teams know how to play you. When I look at Dallas and what they've done, they should put everybody on notice. Now, I'm a homer. I love our boy Adden. I love Dan Quinn. I love that defense. But the way they adjusted and the way Micah Parsons, their superstar, and that defensive line came to party, they let you know who they are, what they are. They were so disappointed in the week before how they played. They went out there and set the tone. And your ballers, your main dudes, got to be the tone setters. And then you have to have the coaching that puts them in position to win. That's what I saw with Dallas and that team overall.
Most important, you have to have the coaching that puts the players in position to win, just like you said. And we definitely saw that. But let's talk a little bit about Adden here, man. Let's talk a little bit about Adden, the D-line coach from Great Britain. And I saw a stat that through 10 games, the Dallas Cowboys now have 42 sacks through 10 games. And it is the most sacks through 10 games in the past 20 years in the NFL.
Jeez.
Right?
Right.
This is what the Dallas Cowboys are doing right now with that defensive line coached by Adam Dirty.
So true.
I am so proud, and I am so happy for Adden, right? Because the amount of work and the amount of effort and the grind that this guy puts in, and oddly enough, I saw him coaching a guy by the name of Courtney. This was maybe like 6-7 years ago, and I said, Adden, you know what? You are going to be a great NFL coach. This was before anything. This was before we even had an idea that this was what was going to happen. I was like, because you could see it. You could see the way he relates to people, the way he related to the player. Guy never played football in his life, right? This is back when we were really grinding. We were really in the, you know, we were really grinding back then, you know. And so just the way he was talking to the guy, the way he was related to him, I was like, man, you are a proper coach. And so to see where he's at right now, and to see what a team that he is leading is doing right now, I could not be more happy for the guy, J-Bro.
And when your position group balls like that, that is how you become a coordinator, right, OC?
100%.
And we know in the NFL, the after quarterback, the next position you look at is who's coming off the edge,
who's
attacking that quarterback, pass rushers, right? If you can develop a good pass rush, you can do a lot. And that's what he's doing. And you're right. I mean, as a friend, selfishly, we can talk about him like this. But you're absolutely correct. When you're a coach and you don't have first an ego, you don't have an ego. You are really about the player being better. You're about them performing, them succeeding, teaching them the tools that make them more successful. Then they trust you. And when you have that trust, when I tell you to do something, whether it be that week, whether it be in the middle of the game, whether it be in the middle of the season, you will adjust and change because you know that the player knows you care about the outcome of my success. And not a lot of, I mean, we say that like it's simple and like it's to be expected, but you and I know it's not. Like, that's not how coaches are, not all coaches. And he has that, and he now is being rewarded by that production, and his unit is leading the most dominant side of the ball for that team.
100%. Crazy.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah, crazy.
Are they a Super Bowl team?
I mean, when you look at the NFC,
yep.
Of course.
Yeah.
There's no team in the NFC that they can't beat. As a matter of fact, there's no team in football that this team can't beat. So do they have the ability to make it to the Super Bowl? I don't think you can discount them.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think you can, because in which area are they weak? The only thing you can say that they struggled with really was their run defense. That's the only thing you can say that they struggle with. But that's not the be-all and end-all in the NFL anymore. You know, if you can score points, you can get after the quarterback, you can win games. And the way they are offensively, they're balanced. I just don't see a way in which they won't be able to compete with anybody in the NFC, beat them, and make it to the Super Bowl.
I agree. You can't be great at everything. They know their formula. Man, Tony Pollard might be their most explosive player they got. I mean,
he's their best offensive player.
He's the best, right? And then that combination, you know what I saw? People are talking about Ezekiel Elliott and him and who they should start. What I saw is this, and I know you pick up on this kind of stuff. He's so explosive. They bring Ezekiel Elliott in to give him those spells, give him the rest, make sure when he comes in the game, he has fresh legs. They get him the ball a couple times. They get, you know, he's like a track star. He's a sprinter. And I like the way they play him, and they're figuring that formula out. They're figuring that combination out. And this is when you need to do it. I got another question for you. I'm going to throw something out at you. I'll make a statement. Patrick Mahomes is the MVP right now, and it's his to lose.
I don't think it's going to be hard for anybody to catch up, but I agree with the statement for sure. I agree with the statement. I do. I mean, there was some talk early on about, you know, Josh Allen and, you know, Lamar Jackson and players of that nature, right? There was a little talk early on, but I think their game is kind of like tailing off a little bit while his is getting exponentially better. You know, right now he is the MVP, but things happen. There's so much football left. Like seven games left, man. Anything can happen.
This is a what-if scenario, and he keeps playing the way he's doing. But that last drive, I mean, it was so back and forth, that game against the Chargers. And Justin Herbert's a star also. But when the game is in his hands, I mean, the stuff Patrick Mahomes is doing, I just don't see anybody else do it. I don't see anybody else make the plays he's making. And his tight end, Travis Kelce, I didn't know Travis Kelce was going to be this good at this age. I didn't know he was going to maintain this greatness. I hate to say this because I'm a huge Tony Gonzalez fan.
Huge Shannon Sharp fan.
And I love the way Gronk plays, but I love those guys. How can you argue he's not the best receiving tight end ever right now?
Because I played against Tony Gonzalez. Have I played against Kelce? No. But let me tell you something, bro. Back on Zombies, bro.
Something else.
Forget it. I tell you, so we're playing this year. He was playing for Atlanta. This is Tony Gonzalez, right?
Oh, so at the end of his career?
Yeah, this was like a couple of years before the end. So he was still playing.
Oh, okay, when he first got there. Yeah,
when he first got there. So we go there the whole week. Coach is like, listen. Atlanta runs this play in the red zone. They're going to throw the ball to Tony Gonzalez here. The entire week. Now, J-Bell, I don't pay attention to what's going on in the secondary, right?
You ain't got no time for that.
I don't. But I heard that. This is how much it was said, J-Bell. I know. I was like, oh, okay, so they throw the ball here to Tony Gonzalez in the red zone. Mm-hmm. You know? Cool. We get in the game, Jason. Atlanta goes to the red zone. They ran the exact play that they saw.
You couldn't stop.
I got to the sideline. I was like, yo, I was so mad that I wasn't mad. I was like, They told us the whole week we're going to run this play. How can you not stop him? Incredible. I said, you can't tell a bunch of NFL players, hey, they're going to run this play.
And he just gets you.
Touchdown.
Oh,
come on, man.
Oh, it's, hey, man, players not plays, especially in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
It's players. It's players making plays. That's why I look at what Travis Kelce's doing. And I know the position has changed. And he does have Patrick Mahomes, so that says a lot. But so I'm still rolling with Gonzalez then and Shannon Sharpe. I'm still rolling with him. I had to cover Tony Gonzalez in college as a freshman. That didn't go too well for your boy. I was 150 pounds. They were like, use your quickness. Like, quickness. Man, I can't get around this man. This ain't gonna work out. I'm never going pro.
Crazy, man. Special player.
Man. That being said, man, when are you coming back and how soon, please?
Yeah, I'm leaving tomorrow, so I'll be there Thursday. So I'm leaving tomorrow, I'll be there Thursday. We'll get ready for the craziness that's going to happen on Friday on our show.
Yeah, so anybody that doesn't watch, which everybody, hopefully you do, OC and I are running the show, which really means OC's running the show.
Listen. So I've been watching the ITV coverage for our girl.
Right,
yep. L Boogie.
Shout out to our girl.
Yeah. And I'm looking at her with the other pundits. I'm like, wow.
How do you feel?
She must be going through like a torture session. I hate to say it. It's so different. It is so different. And she's like spectacular. Right? She's doing so well. Yeah, but to go from the way we do things and then you go to that and still be able to like flow.
Yes.
It's such a different style. You know what I mean? It's such a different
Fascinating.
Style.
Fascinating. Yeah, it is. It's funny, you know, how things connect that we talk about. We're just talking about adding coaching style, what makes him good. And when you look at Miss Woodsy, L Boogie, the Laura Woods bump, all that, right? When we've done live games with her, we look at each other and we're like, man, is she special, right?
Mm-hmm,
but the
mm-hmm.
fact that she can just put her in any situation with anybody, and she just holds it down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's cool. Really cool.
She's phenomenal.
Really is,
man. Yeah. Mm. So
shout out to L Boogs.
Yeah, we miss her. Can't wait till she's back. But you know what? We gotta share because she's a baller. Yeah. You know,
it
you
is
got
what
talent,
it is.
You got it is what it is. You got talent.
Yeah.
Yeah, can't wait till you get back, man. I know you got a lot going on. Thank you for taking time out because the people need to know what's happening in the U.S. right now. They need somebody. They need somebody on the ground to tell them the truth.
I'm not in America. I'm not in America. This is an alternate. This is an alternate reality. I don't know where this is. I don't know where this is, bro.
Oh, man. Can I ask you something before we get off? One thing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I know you don't reveal this, but maybe because you're in this alternate reality, you might give us a nugget. Mm. Can you give me two teams you think will be in the Super Bowl? They can be in the same, nothing. Not, who you think? You don't have three. Who you think will be in the Super Bowl?
I don't even have an idea.
Man, because you know, sometimes this is when you start clicking. You're like,
Yeah, I do not have a single, because there's no team that I see that can't be beat. Like, there's not one.
What about
that
a dark horse? What about a dark horse? Like, man, this team could surprise you.
I mean, you could say Miami, but I don't think that's really much of a surprise anymore, right?
At this point, you're right.
Yeah. You say Baltimore? No, I don't see a dark horse either. It's going to be in the AFC. It's going to be Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore, Miami. going to be those four teams. And the NFC is going to be one of Dallas, Minnesota, Tampa Bay.
You still think Minnesota got it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they They can beat Dallas.
Yeah, you're right. I got one for you. I want to know what you think. I'm a homer for this guy. I love him. I think the Bengals, man. Their defense is good.
Their defense is good.
They get hot, OC. That's what they did last year. And when they are rolling and you play against them and it's their day, you can't stop them. They might be bad the next day.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you on that. But I will say this. When I look at a team like Cincinnati going up against a Buffalo in January, or Cincinnati going up against even Baltimore in January, I just don't see it. No, not right. Not the way they're playing. I don't see it.
Not this year. It's going to be tough. But I tell you what, man, it's going to be an interesting November, December. I can't wait. And I can't wait for you to get back, because it is all the way live on Friday. Me and you, broski.
Let's get it.
All right, brother. Be safe out there. Don't play any more sports. I need you back here. You got global insurance. You're good, too. So we're good to go.
Yeah.
We're good.
We're fine. Uprise all day.
Uprise. We don't play all day. My man from an alternate reality right now, coming back soon. Holler at y'all next week. Uprise.
I do not run. Came from the slums. What you know about flipping just to eat and take care of mom? Now we live life. Suck de la soie. Girlies wanna come hang, bang, all the above. 4 or 5 of your stomach. 9 shots, say you on it. Killers open up the bonnet. Getting money, yeah, I got it. This year's me and I. Fully focused on myself. Oh, you tryna be authentic? Busy tryna get this wealth.